This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. Friday, 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, leaving. He's got to get his headphones. He's not very bright. He's been doing this for a couple days. And Toledo's in the other room. That's great stuff. Happy Friday, if you can call it happy anything, as the dumpster fire of 2020 continues to roar. And Phoenix last night, a very temperate, we're not going to do this in the sunshine march. I'm not going to honor anything about a guy when it's 110. We'll wisely have marches at night. And goodbye them. Hey, they didn't do anything awful or weird. So, marching last night, and probably justifiably. And then Minnesota had marches, and big cities across the nation had marches, and Minneapolis had stuff burned down, and now everything's changed. And yeah, I 2020, let's try to get the trial going as fast as we can and see if we can get the next set of riots that go on this thing going when everybody gets exonerated. That's going to be the fun part of this entire mess. Yeah,
God. If that happens, it's a powder keg. It's going to
blow. Oh, this is not a good one. This one's not a good one. Yeah.
They're going, look, sorry. Even if you're right, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We got to do this.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah, I know. Can you imagine being the judges going, and I keep throwing out, you know, scenario after scenario. Not that I want them to be, but I'm like, no one's going to listen to any of the facts on this. They saw what they saw. The videos are the thing. I talked to a cop a while ago about dogs. I love the canine training thing. I've been down to their trials. They're national, international, actually. They have, a lot of that training goes on in Europe, and then they bring it over here, and you see these dogs so well trained. And I was chatting with one of the dogs, and they had an incident years ago that said we had a guy who was like assaulting someone, and it would have led to death. They trapped him in something, and he said, "You got to come out, or we're sending in the dogs," because they don't know if he's got a gun. They're not just going to wander in and go after him. We're sending in the dog, and you will be protocol down the line with the cameras down the line. We will send in the dogs. You have, you know, it's not. Unclick the dog, it goes in. The dude starts punching at the dog. The dog grabs him, and dog bites aren't pretty. Gets him in a couple spots and does the shake, which they're designed to clamp and shake, which just cuts up your arm, tears it up. Gets his leg, does the same thing. Well, the cameras caught all of that. And at first, everybody's like, hey, everybody did everything right. Until the jury, because you have to go through that, saw the videos. And all they saw was the dog biting the guy. And basically, like, oh, that's the most violent thing I've ever seen. Everything changed. Visually, everything changes with video. Everything. The Ray Rice situation. Nobody knew what went on, and everybody said, we're pretty sure it's bad, and here's the punishment. It was minor. And then they saw the video, and they're like, uh-oh, no, this is terrible.
Isn't that what we want, though, transparency?
Yes, but that's not transparency in the case of that dog situation, because you never saw what he was doing.
Wasn't that the other attorney's fault, then, for not showing
you don't have that video.
You don't have it?
You didn't have that video. You had someone that was being beat. The call was, someone's being beaten to death in front of me. And when they got there, he ran away and went into a thing, and they're like, we need to get you out of here. So then what they did a video of was their protocol, and they ended up paying the guy who got bit. Suit his family.
So was that
suit.
Before the cams on the cops?
They had then? Some, not a ton, but some. But they, yeah,
so
it was
like, how do you not have that?
This was a few years ago, so they didn't have tons of them. Okay. And they still don't in a lot of places have everybody camered up. But, you know, I mean, it definitely changes things. So if you start thinking about the narrative of what you see versus what really happened, it's dangerous. I don't think anything about this one's right, but you don't know, like, if we've been talking about, if the toxicology report came back and turned out that there's something in his system that caused a heart attack and it had nothing to do with the guy's knee on his neck, it's still going to be the guy's knee on his neck. And probably should be, because it seemed weird. But if that's why he died, is anyone going to hear reality at this point? We've gotten ourselves in such a foamy fury that it's like, no, this is what I saw and this is what happened. And if it turned out, and I'm not saying that he did and I'm not wishing for it, let's say he had a drug in his system that he takes for high blood pressure he didn't take that day.
Right.
And his heart exploded because of the stress and pressure from
that's what happened to the big guy with the cigarettes.
The dude with the cigarette. The first I can't breathe guy.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the chokehold.
Right.
It had a heart attack. I mean, it was the stress of it.
It didn't help.
No. The tension rising situation definitely doesn't help. But, you know, I mean, if
it's,
had a heart
it's like
attack,
dying from COVID or was it your heart condition? Yeah. I mean, come on.
And I got to wonder, like, if Eric and I get into a fist fight and stuff, and I punch him, and he has some sort of heart issue that I don't know, and the stress of the event causes him. Did I just kill him? You know, so will anybody see that?
And
I don't think they will.
There's been a couple of cases that way. Usually, you know, in the past, the guy dies in the fight. They don't look at it that way.
And, is it brain trauma or heart condition? Yeah. Is it something that was pre-existing? So this is just all bad. There's nothing that's going to come out of this where people are communicating or listening. And maybe, like we said yesterday, maybe that's the best thing that can happen is we hit rock bottom, lose our minds, and then have a discussion on how we're going to
Here's
handle.
One where thing. Where do we go from there?
Yeah. One how thing that bothers improve? Me is hearing certain people, and I heard it driving in, idiots in this town, saying that George Floyd wouldn't have wanted it this way. Right. Don't break things.
Right.
Like, how in the hell do you know what Floyd? None of us know Floyd.
You don't know.
He could have been the biggest asshole on earth.
Dude,
I don't know.
Could have been laying there saying, I hope everybody burns everything to the ground, which has been my goal since I was 9. You don't know who he is. And all reports come back that he was a decent guy, but you're talking to the people that are trying to perpetuate the fact he was a wonderful human being.
Who knows?
He could be the most brilliant man in the world. He could be the dumbest man in the world. You don't know who he is. So saying this is what you know of him is
you're not honoring his memory, stuff like that. I don't know what he would have wanted.
That's the Hollywood side of it.
Yeah.
That's what people really want. Miranda Beer is an influencer model. She's hot as hell. And they were accusing her recently of being too pretty. And her tweets are perpetuating an unhealthy bar of beauty for average women. She's that good looking where people look at her and say, I don't know what this is, but my daughter can't see it because it's going to make her feel bad. That's essentially what you're saying about your ugly women around you. It's like, this woman's too pretty. So she went, this is because they're like, stop having surgery. She goes, I'm not kidding when I say this is my natural face. I tried lip injection, like the temporary ones that go in like 2 months. And she goes, and I hated it. It made me look funny. This is what I look like. I can't help it. And she goes, I guess I just have to stop being pretty, brah. That was her tweet. And then they went back to her and said, and they started to attend. This is all before the Floyd thing. This is where we lose our, this is where the general public loses me completely, where people were attacking her saying, oh, now you're complaining about being too pretty. Life is tough, princess. Things are, and then the next tweet said, we're arguing about this. A man just was killed by the police in Minnesota. And then she goes on and she goes, the only thing I want to talk about right now is the injustice to George Floyd and what his family's going through. I support him. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are there people who are sitting there going, what's beautiful Miranda Beer's taking? She goes, I won't rest until this type of injustice stops. And I'm like, that's all you're going to do. Like most people in the world, all you're going to do is tell everybody what you wish the world was like and consider it activism. All you're going to do is tweet out, this is wrong, and say, I'm an activist. There were kids last night at the protest that did a thing, and they were holding up protester things, and they said, these monsters must go to jail. And it was ironic because just after watching the Jeffrey Epstein thing, Willow Smith and a couple other people had signs up and said, we're here to make sure this monster is stopped. And all they were doing was standing outside in front of cameras. They had no power to do anything. They weren't part of the jury. They weren't in on it. But they felt great about themselves for just showing up near the incident and saying, I'm on the right side. And that's basically what I'm seeing with this. And it's just turned. It's immediate from. But
that's what an activist
that's
is.
That's what it is today.
Protesting.
But what are you supposed to do then?
Well, that's the right answer.
And that kind of thing can.
Don't self-congratulate.
That's more than the social media guy is doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you show up, at least you're showing up. That's, right. I'll give you that. That's half the battle. But the social media warrior that feels like they're justice warriors where they're sitting on a couch and explaining what George Floyd would have wanted is where this is going to go, and this is going to. There's no actual discussion with this when nobody's really willing to lift a finger outside of put an opaque flag that says Black Lives Matter over their screenshot of them standing in front of a waterfall in Hawaii. It just that is always the thing that bugs
me. It's another way to express yourself, but I mean, not when your girl Miranda says something. Is that
Miranda
her name?
Beer?
Yeah,
but she's ducking and dodging. And what if, she was in trouble?
She has her million or 2 million followers, whatever. And what if 10,000 of them end up showing up at a protest?
That, the point I'm making on that is that we switch directions so quickly. It doesn't really matter.
Is that really her?
I don't care.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. We switch direction in one tweet.
Or you use it to change the topic.
And you do that to go, I don't have to talk about this anymore. And nobody can focus in on anything long enough to actually change anything.
That's what happened with the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Exactly.
It all changed.
We get bored.
The initial argument was pretty sound. Yeah. And then Brady didn't even know.
Yeah.
You didn't even know what Colin Kaepernick was doing. Like, that's how lost the whole thing got.
Because that's what happens. We use it to go shift. board, shift, board, and nothing actually gets done. And everybody goes, well, I was on the right side of that one. But nothing
there
actually
There are people
changes.
That just say, oh, he hated the flag. Mm-hmm. That's not why it started.
He's anti-American. What? He's a baby. What are you talking about? He has a right to do what he did. I didn't agree with how he did it.
Sure.
But he had a complete and utter right to do it.
Right.
You know, I don't agree with the Klan. They have a right to do and say stupid stuff. That's what's glorious. The ugliness and greatness of this incredible country is that you can be stupid out loud and not get in trouble for it. So long as you don't inhibit somebody else's progress. But we shift. And that's – I saw this. It's already happened.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in 3 days, we've gone from, God, this was horrible to, uh-oh, police stations are – oh, well, now we've got an argument on who's a thug and who's not. Now we're going to shoot people. Now it's this. And then it's gone. And now it's Amy Klobuchar. Can't she be vice president? We shift and change and pat ourselves on the back for being active. And I really don't know an answer to this, but it's helplessness. To me, it just reads as helplessness. Everybody feels like I don't have any power. I don't have anything. But if I just say something – I'll feel good about myself, and that's all that matters. Nobody, like you said, nobody knows what George Floyd was or cared about him before.
And now, well, now he's more of a symbol than anything. Yeah. And, you know, until everybody – I mean, obviously something needs to change. If these cops get off, it's gonna blow up.
Yeah.
And then there definitely needs to be something done.
And that's
something
the scary part.
Needs to change.
With the shift and you know, movement that's so quick, it won't matter from this point forward what real facts are.
Yeah.
The minds are made up and the people that are going to make up their minds on either side.
But let's say it turns out that, you know, from all the videos we've seen so far, the guy didn't do anything.
Right. No,
I deserve that.
What I've seen so far, I'm like, wow. But if he died of a heart attack.
Yeah, if there's some new. Yeah, but still.
Nobody. Well, my point is.
Maybe it's not murder.
It doesn't matter, but. That's what I'm saying. It won't matter. The fact won't matter because, and that's where discussion ends. That's where progress ends is when you're like, nope, this is the flag I'm planting and I don't need any more information. And the other side does the exact same thing and nothing will change because nothing can matter when you don't go, oh, that changes things.
If that was your relative, would it matter if you had a heart attack or not?
No, but it wouldn't be.
You'd still be mad,
right? It wouldn't be a murder. It would be like, all right, we got to slow down on how we're handling this. This guy clearly had some sort of paranoia and anxiety and it caused his heart attack. But is that a murder if you're just arguing with somebody and they drop dead? You know, I'm just saying.
The way he was on his neck.
Right. In a situation, though, when you're
now
like,
I know down, I'm leaning. Now it gets down to the protocol, I mean, of the police. So, I can't believe that wouldn't be – there's not a punishment coming down no matter what. Even if it is.
Yeah, well, they got fired, but there needs to be more than that.
But, I mean, I'm just saying my point is when you plant your flag in – immediately and say, I don't care to hear another ounce of fact. And I'm going to say stupid things like this is what George Floyd would have wanted or the other side saying, well, they didn't do anything wrong. And you don't hear any more. You're not open to the idea of what can actually change. And that's what scares me about seeing protesters lose their mind or just protesting for the sake of saying we got to do it because if we don't, we look like we don't care. And you're not really sitting back going, we need to make sure the changes are in order. And in order to do that, all the facts have to come in. I tend to lean on the idea that if the guy's heart exploded, barring, you know, some sort of massive substance in the system that caused it because he was stressed and he was worried about what he was doing wrong and he was caught, you got to look at it and go, well, it doesn't seem like this is the proper way to handle anybody who is not really fighting back. So, you know, that
kind of
stuff.
That's a discouraging thing for the departments that have, you know, there's so many other departments that have implemented new training and it's been effective. And maybe some of the, you know, counseling and training has improved, but now this particular event is looped into every department.
Right.
My question is, you know, you have cop friends, and maybe you can ask this. Why, like with the Rodney King thing and with this, why not get him in the car sooner? Why are you kneeling on his neck for 8 minutes and looking around?
The Rodney King thing has a lot more to it than people know.
I hear you, but I'm just, you know, I don't want to go all deep into that. I'm just saying – why not get the guy in the car sooner and then
I don't have these kind
of issues?
I heard to ask him. I don't know. I don't know how or why.
Cuff him, have him sit. You know, sometimes they have him sit on the curb while they try to work things out.
But I wouldn't even do that. Get him in there as soon as you can.
I watch Live PD a lot, and it seems like that's their first go. Let's get you in the back of a car.
Yeah, happened here? Why are you
not
getting him in there?
But you know who the happiest person in the world is from all this? Jimmy Fallon. He's thrilled right now. This
Topics
is the
change.
Best thing in the world with the shift and move is that Jimmy Fallon and sponsors were starting to go and the word started to come out that now NBC had the America's Got Talent problem And they had a little article about that and where, you know, your rights at work are. And Gabrielle Union may have some beefs, but one of her biggest complaints and what she went to HR for was that Simon Cowell smoked and that every time she was around him, he wouldn't stop. And she has a tremendous allergy to smoke. And it was his fault that she was. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's on you. If I've got a tremendous allergy to peanuts, I'm not going to the peanut farm. Yeah. If I see somebody smoking, I'm not going to go over there and go, hey, you have to stop with your illegal activity you're doing. Turn around, and then I'm like, oh, boy. And all that's just now gone whoops, over here now. Because now we don't care about that, which is Jimmy Fallon is thrilled. Thrilled. The most racist thing Monday in the country was Jimmy Fallon as Chris Rock 20 years ago. Now Jimmy Fallon's fine, and none of the sponsors are going to care, and it's forgotten. It's, you know, we're such a we're like flies, or we're Doug from Up. Squirrel. And at least this one's important. This is a fish to fry, actually. This is a real thing. But man, oh man, it's crazy. And just reading it is just, it's mind-numbing. So again, I went back into something happier and finished up that Jeffrey Epstein thing. It's pretty interesting. They do finally start pointing fingers and saying, you know, people who say, no, Bill Clinton was down on Pedophile Island a bunch. I saw him. And then Clinton denies ever having visited the island. And they've got flight logs. He was on his private plane 64 different times. It's like, oh, he was better friends with him. And then he said, I haven't talked to Jeffrey in over a decade. And then Trump, who said he was a great guy, loved him, you know, really funny. And one of Trump's quotes was, he's a real fun guy. I like him a lot. And he's always surrounded by beautiful women. A lot of them are really young, is one of the quotes. And then later when it started to come down, he goes, ah, we had a falling out. I haven't talked to him for about 15 years. Now, whether or not that was true, they didn't say.
Yeah.
But everybody had a falling out with him 15 years ago. But they took his money. And, boy, again, the unraveling of that thing could be just detrimental. And I started to watch the documentary. And I don't know if you guys watched it. But at the end, you start to wonder if he was killed or if he was protected and he's still alive. Because the lady he was with is just gone. And she was as guilty as he was this whole thing. And they're
the
like,
one that helped set it up.
She's somewhere. Like, wait a minute. You don't know where she's got to be, like, that's like Goebbels to Hitler. She was one of the catalysts for why this happened.
They don't know where she is?
Not really.
The Vice Angel is missing.
They can contact her through other people, kind of like those Valo kids. Like somebody says they're alive. They're, yeah, well, I'll get back to you after. But nobody knows where she is. And they contact her people through and like, yeah, she said that she has no comment on this and she didn't know that this was going on. But yes, she did. We know you did. We've got evidence. Well, anyway, good luck finding her. She's somewhere else. And her fake passport was Saudi Arabia and all this other stuff. And it made me kind of go, God, I wonder if they just pulled him out of that jail on a gurney like he was dead and then said, all right, off you go. Because he was so protected up to that point anyway in ways I've never seen in my life. So that's a pretty good documentary. The first couple are kind of a slow burn. When you get to the end, you're like, this is awful. Talk about, you know, a power struggle and people getting away with things that they shouldn't. My God. And then it makes you go, what would George Floyd have wanted? Would he have wanted this? Because that's how I think. As a person of logic, I wonder, God, I wonder how this would have happened. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. But the protests are now going to shift the attention. And we now have a red herring in our hands, general public, of which side do you stand on? What do you call it? Thugs fighting and burning things down or people trying to make a change? And that's where we'll battle. And that's all anybody really wants at the top is the divide and conquer of the general public. When everybody should just sit back and go,
should all be pissed.
It looked pretty bad, and that's really all I need. I understand why people are angry. Do you need to burn down a Target or a police station? No, because, I mean, that's technically doing the exact same thing you're asking someone not to do to you, which is judge the entire group in blue as one bad entity.
Right.
And you're saying that's what's happening in your case. So, you know, one wrong doesn't make it right, but I understand why you're doing it. It's like the O.J. thing when Ari Spear said that. I don't condone what O.J. did, but I understand it. He was in a fight with his girlfriend at the time, and I about peed my pants when he said it. But yeah, you don't have to agree with it, but you can understand it, and that's where closed-mindedness comes in, and that's what everybody's counting on. Fun year so far. We're hitting that halfway point in a couple days. We'll get to, you know, the beginning of June, which is month 6 of 2020, and we got who knows what's in store now.
Oh, election's still to come.
Oh
right?
Yeah, there's that. Oh boy.
This is great.
Yeah, this is going to
be fun. Robin Williams was right.
Yeah, he checked out on time. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then everybody's saying, you know, hey, go have a wacky, fun morning show and try to, oh, yeah, that's, have you seen when I try to do a little research at night? And it's like, news is brutal.
It only lasts, you know, so long.
Right. I've liked it when Miranda Beer was in a fight over being too pretty. I think that when the general public is mad at a woman for being so beautiful, they wish she didn't take pictures of herself. Now we got some. That's frivolous nonsense that we can all agree is silly. But then you'll get people who are really, truly mad that on Instagram, this gorgeous girl and Olivia Culpo, who also is just flat stunning, got people on there saying, well, you shouldn't post pictures of yourself in this situation. It sets the bar too high. Basically, it's like, I'm too ugly to see this.
Don't listen to those trolls,
yeah,
Olivia.
Never, Olivia. There's a reason. We like extraordinary women doing extraordinary things. Yeah.
If I wanted
to look at pictures of average people, I don't even need pictures. I just go over to YouFit or something and stare in the windows and go, ugh, America. I like the ones that stand out because they're so amazing. It's the same in the animal kingdom. You see cheetahs, and certain cheetahs, you're like, my God, that is gorgeous. And other ones are just cheetahs. You like the ones that stand out. We got a few here. Olivia, Miranda. I say bikini up, ladies.
We've bagged on social media in the past, but that is one part of it that
brought us good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah.
Very solid.
Again, it's not all black and white. I think it's got a lot of down stuff. But that Instagram influencer, every girl thinks she should show her boobs to get attention and money because it works. That's been great. Not always. That Ashley Green Graham thing.
Yeah.
I could do without that.
Yeah.
And every time you see, here's three of the hottest women you've ever seen in a new bikini ad, and you're like, I'm clicking on this sponsored ad because I just need to see these pictures. And then they show the models, and there's a skinny one, a good one, a giant one, and then one that, like, shouldn't be walking around. Like, that's enough. Don't do that.
Brady's got a good thing going with that Christy. Now, if we could get less Brady and more Christy.
Man, that's truth.
That would be an improvement.
She should do a spinoff show called, I don't know.
Where's Brady?
Other wild things. No, why do you have to be involved? Oh. Other wild things with just Christy Morcombe and no one else. And that would be what it was called. Other wild things with Christy Morcombe and no one else.
You know what, Brady? You could hold the camera or something for her.
You're a behind-the-scenes guy is what we're saying. You set the bar so low that my ugly daughter's like, life is great.
You can still play with the animals off camera.
You make people feel like they don't have to try and still can be on TV. I want the youth to look at it and go, well, it's not that easy, kids.
I like to think the animals and I make her look that much prettier.
No, just you. The animals are a totally different bag of beans. You standing next to her, it's like, Jesus, why does Christy need him? And then for the awkward sexual tension, that's why.
Yeah, there's some fun there.
It is pretty great to watch Corky over here try to score with the zoo lady.
Wild things.
Are these animals monogamins? Monogamins? Do they just have sex with one?
Menomina.
Yeah, Brady, they're monogamous. They mate for life.
Ooh.
Oh, talking about penises and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Look at that big old bag of balls hanging out of that camel's mouth.
What do you think of that one?
You got big hands. Do you like a big sack of camel balls?
I love sexualizing the animals.
Yeah,
good times. Good times.
That is now. That's an angle. You didn't listen with Porkopolis, and look what happened. But this is an angle with your talking fat or whatever that thing's called with the zoo lady. I'm not a fan of zoos. You know that all up and down. But I want you to succeed in whatever it is you're doing, unless it's racist or something. And I'm not going to stand behind you there. I don't really care for zoos, but you know,
his side hustle of KKK Grand Dragon.
Well, I'm not going to really get behind that. The zoo
Grand
thing,
Wizard,
the zoo thing's a stretch to go, golly, I think that's great. I think Christie's a nice lady. I want their business. It's too late. The cat's out of the bag on my argument, and I would like to see most zoos closed. I've been very clear about that for years and years. But, you know, you're involved in it, so let's get you some things. But you got to do something special. Like, every single thing is a double entendre coming out of your mouth while she tries to explain animals. I don't need you telling me what you know about the Kookachur, Makaluka, rhinoceros. Who cares?
Does that make you horny, baby?
This is when your dad jokes could really be like, oh, he's making her so uncomfortable. This is must see.
How big is that one's dick compared to the rest of it, ratio-wise?
You want him to up the awkwardness?
I want him to completely make it so she is social distancing even when she doesn't have to.
That's good for an episode.
An episode? Are you kidding? Have you seen The Office? Every day, the entire premise of the show was how uncomfortable can this guy make everyone, and then we'll work around it.
All Brady needs right now is to add him getting Me Too'd. Oh, yeah. Come on.
What are you talking about? He's talking about the
animals. We had an agreement.
He's talking about the animals.
Yeah, you have to know how to do it. You can't.
And it's all on tape.
Yeah.
Talking about
and
video.
And all you're saying is, all you're asking is questions about the animals from a perspective that's very strange. You're not hitting on her.
So these little mini-choo-choo patootoots ratio, penis to size of body, what is it, like 8 to 1? Dang.
Hey, I'm with you, John. I would love to
great
hear
stuff.
That, but I don't think we need to add that to Bernie's plate.
I think
right
it's great.
Now.
So long as he keeps it away from her and all about the animals and makes her have to answer questions about dicks that aren't his. Now, that's something I'm tuning in for. Right now, Brady giving me information on what hornets do on the back of a giraffe. I'm like, all right, well, unless this guy's going to make this sexy, I'm out. So what's the point of watching this Make-A-Wish video? I don't have interest in the animals. That's what Wikipedia's for. I need you to spruce it up a touch. Maybe go in there dressed as Chris Rock. That'll get you some attention.
Sure will.
Oh, yeah. Blackface right now is huge.
Yeah. And again, just tan face. I'm not talking about doing the old-fashioned minstrel show. Go in dressed up as another guy.
Mild. Is this what you like?
We're going down to the dark continent today to look at all the animals of Africa.
And you dress up as a tribesman. You don't even need to make it. Just tribes up. Be authentic to the area. Do it regionally. Say, these are the animals of Africa we're going to visit today. And you dress up like a bushman. Just white.
I'm an albino.
And then you walk up.
They say I have witch powers.
You go through there. And then when you go through the animals of the north, you're dressed as an Eskimo. 112 degrees.
And then for some reason, a riot comes through the zoo.
That
and they
could
see
happen.
You.
That could happen.
They left downtown Phoenix. They're all the way out at Wildlife
World Zoo.
His
spear and homemade, his homemade shield that has a. Of course, it would have an ad for the sauce.
How long do I have to keep jumping up and down?
I think it would be great. Add a little flair to that thing. Get a little action. A little...
I don't think black people could be mad at you, though, Brady.
Not at all.
You know they're a handshake.
That's right. Well, not anymore. It doesn't count anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
You can't shake hands
anymore.
Why? You're not allowed to touch
people. Oh, yeah, that's
COVID.
Right. Yeah, COVID. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Now you just do the 1970s right on.
Hey, let's bring that back.
Right on's pretty solid. But, yeah. See how fast we can shift gears? You got a little heavy there for a while, and then this sketch turned awesome.
Important topics.
Yeah. Sexual tension. That's all we want in life. That's the whole reason Cheers is the number one show of all time. It's constantly tense with like, ooh, will they, won't they? That's what you want to create on that. Will they, won't they? People are already thinking, what's going on here? Why is this even a thing? Will they, won't they? Do I feel it? She feels it. That's good stuff.
I was wondering, watching that George Floyd video, what the one girl filming looked like. I wish you would have turned the camera around.
Maybe it was Miranda Beer.
Maybe.
She's just
That's
so
why
pretty.
She's so fired up.
She's so pretty, it would have distracted from what was really happening. Going, who is that beautiful woman setting such a high bar for my ugly daughter?
She's just got cleavage out. She flips it around real quick. This is unbelievable. Oh, my God. Yeah. She's hot.
And as far as that movement goes.
Check out my vlog.
Check out my vlog for more information on
it. If you're ever angry at how pretty someone else is, you're ugly and you know it. And clap your hands because that's really all you're screaming is going, I'm so sick of being ugly I have to complain when I see something lovely.
And how dare
she like
it? So cocky about
How dare you like your beauty? And it's gross. Look at my daughter. She's a lump of gross. She has no chance to be Miranda Beer. She doesn't need to see this. They're treating it like, you know, like it's a pile of gold on top of Mount Everest. My kid can never achieve that. She's hideous. Turn that off. And I'm going to have some terse words for that beautiful lady being beautiful.
There's a story about another influencer, Micah Stauffer is her name.
Yeah.
She and her husband adopted.
Oh, I saw that. Great stuff.
She built a YouTube channel, you know, of a million followers there and her vlog and, you know, started in 2014 and it exploded. So they chronicled the adoption process.
Yeah, they adopted a kid from another country, right?
Yes, from China. And
well, it turned out it was not what they ordered, though.
Well, they didn't expect that.
Yeah.
He was autistic.
Right.
And they didn't know that at first. But they said after praying and spending time, we decided.
Doesn't cure autism, by the way.
Love this kid no matter what. They named him Huxley. So now Huxley is being.
Huxley, the Chinese boy.
Yeah.
Which is just mean because.
And as Huxley got a couple years into it, a couple years older, he became pretty high maintenance. I mean, so basically,
he
disappeared from the videos. The other kids, they have three or four other kids, and people started to ask, hey, where's I noticed Huxley's not in a lot of your videos, and she would block a couple of people.
90-day money back guarantee on Huxley.
Yeah, you know,
I gave him back.
They found a, they met and they found a family that would take him because it got out of their
realm. A little harder than they thought.
They rehomed him,
but you know, she just
happens with dogs all the time.
I you know, and I hate when that happens. It's a forever home for a reason, but you know what? Sometimes. If Huxley was biting the other kids and you're like, this is not a good situation. He doesn't like – you got to do something about that. I giggled hysterically and I thought
this
to myself –
this happens when you try to make money off this kid.
I got to hand it to him. A lot of people have kids that probably should rehome them because they're not doing anything good for them. So and saying
it is,
we can't do this and I'm not up
I'm overwhelmed.
For it. I'm not up for it. We should give this one out.
It's almost better that way because if the kid ends up in a better spot.
Absolutely.
And she did. So she eventually, could have been handled a little bit.
You're never going to handle that well enough for the general public to say, wait a minute, you adopted one and then you said it's too hard.
It looks bad, but in the long run, it's probably better for the kid. I mean, would you rather them, we're just going to go through the motions with this
now,
kid.
Now, like an animal that's rehomed, does the new family get to change his name? Because Huxley is brutal.
That's a lot of comments. You know, when you're trying to bring a kid from China and name him Huxley.
Huxley the Chinese boy.
Just another thing added on to his miserable life.
He's autistic, so he just sits in his room and goes, Huxley, Huxley, I can't do it, Huxley. Hilarious. I love every second of that. Now, that's the type of stuff I like. Miranda Beer's too pretty, and Instagram people who adopt something that was too hard and gave it back.
I don't even know what this girl looks like.
Like Miranda Beer? She's good. She's not good enough to email and say you're too pretty, but she's naturally pretty, and that's making everyone mad because they're like, no, you're a liar. You get surgery. She's like,
Miranda Beer, like literal beer.
Her last name is Beer. I mean, she's even better than you can imagine.
Sweet.
She's pretty good.
Hello.
Yeah, she's good. She's very pretty. It'll make an ugly woman mad. She's so pretty, make an ugly woman mad. That should be a Rolling Stones lyric. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, a good one, and try to ignore everything that's going on in the world and find something fun. It's 98KUBD. Wake up!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.